Hello. Today we're looking at fear and what fear is in relation to. Because certainly for me, maybe for you as well, what's being feared actually isn't physical danger or loss of actual life. What's being feared is a loss of self-identity or self-esteem. And there's a reason why speaking in public is a greater fear than death for lots of people. Definitely was for me. It's because the fear is speaking in public, messing up, having public humiliation, having ridicule or rejection or embarrassment is the death of the identity in the worst possible way. It's like a slow torture of everything we believe ourselves to be. And that's intolerable, isn't it? And that's that. Apparently, the surveys say is worse than the thought of actual physical death. So how interesting is that? What that allows us to do is to see that racing heart or the shaking hands or the butterflies or the trembling or the inability to breathe. Those symptoms of fear relate to the vulnerability of an idea of self, of an identity. They relate to possible rejection or embarrassment or a loss of self-esteem. They relate to a revision of what we believe ourselves to be that we're trying to cling on to so desperately. And so this continues unquestioned, it continues, and it extends to our work, our children, our creations. It extends to anything that represents that idea of self. So, putting out in the world, say, an article or a video or a poem or a blog post, when that looks to be just an extension of me, when my work looks to be actually who I am, then the same fear will wrap around that piece of work that any indifference or criticism or ridicule will be indifference, criticism and ridicule of me, of my identity, and that's intolerable. And so what we can start to see is that as long as that's in place and believed to be true, that this self-identity is something that has to be protected. That's the limit on the world, isn't it? That's the limit to which we can be immersed in this reality. It's the sort of padded prison. It's the comfort zone that is actually Alcatraz, because it's keeping us safe, keeping this vulnerable idea of self protected by shielding out anything that would come in and disrupt it. How cool. How cool to see that. Because actually, what is that identity that's being protected? What is it? It's literally nothing. I mean, that's the crazy thing, isn't it? It's literally nothing. It's a collection of beliefs. And yet that seems to be who we are. No wonder we hold on so tightly to it. It seems to be who we are. But it's absolutely not. It could never be who we are. These just some random beliefs, that's impossible. And so from this conversation then, that realization of that fear, that defensiveness, the realization that all that is doing is protecting an idea, that allows for the loosening of the shields, of a little bit of a widening of the bars that keeping us in one place, in one position. And so gradually that starts to expand, and there will still be fear, but presence to it, presence to that fear, inquiry into what that fear is actually protecting, allows that continual expansion, that continual opening. And that seems to be the way of it. Because then work can be put out in the world. And yes, there might be indifference or criticism. But it becomes just information about the work. It's not a relation to actually who we are. Oh, it can't ever be that, can it? It says nothing about us, our essence, our nature, nothing. And so these things become less and less personal, less and less claimed by the idea of self. And then they become experimental, playful. The whole immersion in life becomes, life becomes a playground, really. There's nothing at stake. There's no self-identity to lose. And there might, each time there's fear, the fear is saying, it looks like there's something to lose here. It looks like there's an element of self that is fundamental, that cannot be exposed or made vulnerable. And there's presence then, the presence to that. There's space to see what's true in that. Is there any reality to what that vulnerability is? And each time through that presence, there's a dissolving of this idea, dissolving of the layers of self, a dissolving of the veil that is covering over the pure potential that is our true nature, is our true self. And so fear isn't then something to battle through, something to force ourselves through, to prove ourselves, to expand our comfort zone. Fear is a beautiful message about what is actually being misunderstood here. What's being believed that isn't true? What's being protected that doesn't even exist? And that's the perfection of the design. Beautiful. Can we see the readiness in that? There's never more happening than this idea of self is ready for. It's layer by layer, step by step. Beautiful. So thank you, everyone. Sending you lots of love. Bye.